Shalom, this is Rabbi Eliezer Rothberger from Yisrael Pesach Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shir is on Maseches Sukkah Daf Chav Aleph, and the topic is Maimid, I rest my case, or I rest my Schach. And the question about resting Schach on something which is Mekabel Tuma. I remember hearing a story once of a person who went into his neighbor's Sukkah on the first night of Sukkah to visit him and wish him a good Yontif. Now, the sukkah was on an old-style metal pole, canvas, the yellow and the blue. The schach were the old bamboo poles. I'm sure the younger generation has no idea what we're talking about, but yes, in the older generation, we do remember this. And the person says, I want to have a wonderful yontif, but by the way, your schach is resting on the metal poles, and your sukkah is completely not kosher. So, putting the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro issues aside in terms of how he went ahead and addressed it, I'd like to discuss the question in hand. May you rest schach on something that's mekabel tumah or not? And the discussion begins with the Mishnah of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Here are the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hasomech sukaso b'chiri hamita kishera. If somebody rests the schach on the posts of a bed, the sukkah is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yemeni yachol lo yo'eno yachol olamo b'fnei atzma psula. If it can't stand by itself, meaning it's leaning on the bedpost, that's going to be a problem. If it's not leaning on the bedpost, then it will be okay. The Gemara jumps into Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Gemara wants to know, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, what is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara wants to know, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara says there's a machlokas hamoroim. It says, Pligi bar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Abba bar Memel. Charam, or one of the Alandaraman, says, Nesha ein la keva. Because if you put the schach on the bedpost, and then you move the bedpost, you move the bed, so the schach isn't stationary. The schach can move along with the izvidot, so you can move the bed also. And since Rabbi Yehuda holds diras keva be'inam, this would be another example of that whole question about whether sukkah is diras arai, diras keva. The chad amar, but here's the game changer, b'nei shemida b'davar ha-makabal tumah. This is introducing something completely, completely different, something that we have not seen yet before. And that is that you're resting the schach on something which is makabal tumah. Now we know that throughout the Masechta, we've been learning, especially the end of the first parak, about the problem of schach being something which can be mekabel tumah. We've never seen so far anything about resting schach on something which is mekabel tumah. What could possibly be the issue with that? So here, there's a major machlokas rishonim, which is going to very much affect the psak and the current practice in terms of what we do. Two basic approaches to the rishonim. One is Rashi, and one is the Ritva and the Ram. Let's first go ahead and look at Rashi. Rashi in the Dibur HaMaslo Shem Amido says, V'yafa pi shelo lamadnu psul el l'schach. Even though the truth is, we learned out in the Gemara that the psul of Mekabel Tumah is really only relegated toward the schach. However, hogul v'ikor shoschach ilu ma'amidim havi ki ilu sikech bedarber ki Mekabel Tumah. Since this is what the schach is resting on, it's as if you're misakeh with something which is mekabel tumah. In other words, by resting schach on something which is mekabel tumah, and knowing that without that element that it's resting on, picture the sukkah with the poles, without those metal poles, the schach is going to just simply cave in. So it goes to say that really, in effect, that metal pole that the schach is resting on is kind of considered to be part of your schach. And thereby, you now have schach puzzle inside your sukkah. There is a second approach brought down by the Ritva and the Ran. I'll use the words of the Ritva. It's a little bit shorter. His words are, Perishu puzzle the schach, gzeirah shemayovo the sakechbo. That using a mamid, resting your schach on a metal pole, is a problem because we're afraid that if you come to rest your schach on a metal pole, you might think that, oh, once I'm resting on a metal pole, I can probably use metal poles also. It's more of a precautionary problem. And this falls in the classic concept of Xera. How could we formulate this machlokas or salivation in the Rishima Shurim brings is brought down? And he categorizes it the following way. Rashi says that the problem of Maimid actually passes the schach itself. It's as if the schach becomes bottled to the maimid, and therefore we look at it as if you were besakech the schach puzzle. As the Rav writes, she has schach bottle, the ma'amido, It's as if, basically, what Chazal have done with this halach of Maimed, and they've said that your schach is no longer kosher schach. Your bamboo poles that are sitting on your metal poles now have the din of metal poles. It's like they were mafkia, or removed, the status of schach from your schach. According to the Ritva, this isn't an inherent psul in the schach, but rather, in other words, we just view it as if you're we don't view it as if you're misakech the schach psul posul, but rather it's a precaution in order that we don't go ahead and do it. So the big shaila is, basically, schach, which is on resting on bamboo, which is resting on metal. Does it have a shame schach anymore or not? Now, it happens to be, there are several nafkaminas which come up in here. One is, what happens if you're ma'amid on something that's possible in the Rabbanon? An example of something which is possible in the Rabbanon is, let's say, something which you learned about towards the end of the first parak, if somebody takes a neser or a wooden board that's more than four tefachim. We said that's possible because it's gzeres tikra. We're afraid that if you go ahead and use this, you might come to be sitting on the inside also. Could one be ma'amid on something which is possible mid the Rabbanon? So here you find a machlokas poskim between the Ber Halacha / Chafetz Chaim and the Prima Gadim. Happens to be, the Ber Halacha writes, that since the whole issue is over, so Ber Halacha writes that there really is no issue with being maimed on something which is possible mid the Rabbanon, and the Prima Gadim says that somebody who's a Yirei Shemayim should go ahead and be choshish for it. So really, we see that the Ber Halacha seems to say there's no issue, and the Prima Gadim wants to say there is an issue. What exactly is the shaila between, or the difference between the Ber Halacha and the Prima Gadim? So the Sfas Emes writes that this is exactly a machlokas between the Rashi and the Ram. In other words, if you're going to say that the problem of Maimid is that really we're viewing it as chach pasul, so that goes ahead and kind of removes it from the whole definition of being schach. So then, it doesn't make a difference in terms of what type of schach pasul is it, whether it's the Orais or the Rabbanon. The fact is that it's pasul, it's going to be pasul. And according to Rashi, you would not be able to be maimed on something which is possible in the Rabbanon. But if you're going to say the whole thing is a gzera, and the gzera is that we're going to come, if you can lay your schach on metal, you're going to come to use metal, we're going to say, fine, the chacham goes there on things which are aser midaraisa. But on something which is aser midarabbanon, that comes out to what we would call to be a gzera la gzera. We don't make gzeras on a gzera. Right? The pasuk says, v'shmartem es mishmarati. And the Gemara says in other places, "Asu mishmeres l'mishmarati, v'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres." So therefore, there wouldn't be an issue as far as that is concerned. Another question which comes up would be something called maimed dimaimed. What happens if you put wood on top of wood? And if you just think about it in terms of the way a lot of our sukkahs are constructed, I can tell you what we do with my own sukkah is I lay 2x4s going lengthwise. And then, over those 2x4s going lengthwise, I lay, or maybe widthwise, actually the truth is, I have no idea which is length and which is width, but put it this way. I put a 2x4 going across, and then the narrow end of my sukkah, the rectangle sukkah, the shorter end, and then I lay large 2x4s going across the longer end, and it's on those that I am laying my schach. So really, my schach is resting on one set of wood, on another set of wood, on metal. That's a case of maimed with maimed. So is one allowed to go ahead and use it? And by the way, Chazonish is machmir even by maimed and maimed as well. So the Ramban happens to write that there is no such problem, and you're not going to have a problem with it. What exactly would be the question by maimed and maimed? So the Rav says, this is exactly the shaila between Rashi and the Ron / Ritva we said before. Is the din one of maimed means that the schach becomes batal to the ma'amid, or do we simply say it is a gzeira that you're going to go ahead and do it? I'm going to read you the words from the Rav. The words have brought down the Rishima Shiurim say the following. It says, in bir hadin the ma'amid hu kirashi, if the way we understand the halacha is like Rashi, she'eschach batal ma'amido, that the schach becomes batal or nullified to what's holding it up, to its support, and it's as if you were using something which is mekabel tuma for your schach, mistaber, it makes sense, that even if you're laying something on top of something else, it should be a problem. Why? Because what happens? You have like this chain effect. So look, you have schach on wood, on metal. So what's going to happen? The second metal is going to become, the first piece of wood on top of the metal is going to become butthole to that metal, and that's going to become butthole to that metal, and that's going to become butthole to that metal also. So therefore, you have this maimid is going to just go ahead and have the effect on everything. Me'idach, however, on the other way. Geder hadin de maimid hu shechachamim gozru din chodesh be maimid. But if you want to say it's just a gzeira, that the Chachamim said that Maimon is a problem, but didn't declare the schach to be outright puzzle, so Maimon the Maimon kosher, to the ofenze lo gazru, you would say that what? It is not going to be a problem. Because why would the Chachamim go this far? There's no reason to say that the Chachamim go this far. So again, we brought down two nafkaminas between Rashi and the Ron / Ritva, as to what the issue is in terms of Maimed. If you're going to see Maimed is a problem that the Din tells us that the Schach has now become puzzle, so then you can't rest Schach on something which is puzzle mid Rabbanu, because it becomes puzzle Schach. And you can't even do a Maimed to Maimed, because again, it's going to be puzzle Schach. It's going to be, its chain effect takes place. But if you're going to say it's Xera, that you shouldn't put bamboo on metal because we're afraid you might come to use metal, so fine. On something which is only Asr Midir Abanan. So we have this content of Xera, which we don't do. And as far as Maimid is concerned, Maimid and Maimid, again, on this situation, the Chamor goes, or the Chamor only goes, or in a regular Maimid, so you wouldn't have a problem. Okay. So that takes care of the longest part of the Shir. What about in terms of the Halacha? So it happens to be that there's a seemingly a steer within the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tafri Shalamid writes the following. Sifyud Gimel, and he writes, Vim Somach Aschach Alamudim. I'm sorry, it says, Asomech Sukoso Kuriya Mita. If somebody rests his sukkah on the posts of a bed, that crime him mechitos, Im Yesh Gova Saratfachim and Amita Lishach Kshera, Vim Lav Pasel. So what do we see? We see that there's not going to be a problem in that case. It says, Vim Somach Aschach Alamudim, the current around phonos. Afilo ingova asar memita arasach kishera kemon sheyesh asar tfachim in aretz hakarka. In this halacha, the mechaber says there really is no issue about putting schach on posts of a bed, paskening like the chachamim, telling us that maimed is not an issue. But in Simon Tofresh Chavtes, the mechaber writes, it says yesh liestapek lahaniach sulam al hagag kedei lesake chal gabav, that there's a one's it's downfall about if one's allowed to put a ladder on top of your sukkah and then rest the schach on the ladder. It's actually a very interesting innovation because, you know, it has a lattice work and it can actually work out pretty well to hold up the schach. Nonetheless, the mechaber is doubtful whether that's going to work. And the Rama adds, "V'lachin ein l'saki chalav v'afilu laniach al aschach laziko aser." It says you can't even go ahead and put it on top of the schach to hold it down. V'adin b'chol kli mekabel tuma. So it seems that in Tofri Shlomo, the Mechaber says that Maimed is not an issue, and in terms of Tofri Shchavtes, the Mechaber and the Rama seem to say that Maimed is an issue. So the Magen Avraham says that we don't have a contradiction over here, but rather we're talking. So the Maragin Avram says, one way into the Maragin Avram brings is that there's really no steer between the two halachas in the Shulchan Aruch, but rather the first halacha, which we brought down, which seems to go l'kula, that would be on a b'di'evit level, and the one which seems to be going l'chumra, we're not sure if it's going to work, that would go ahead and that would go ahead and be l'chadchila, meaning b'di'evit, it seems to be okay. B'di'evit, the l'chadchila, one should definitely be choshesh. So, and there actually is, in terms of the psak, that's kind of how the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah writes, l'chadchila nachal nizar b'zeh, ki yesh min haposkim shemachmirim b'zeh. But I guess if you go back to the case where the person walked into the sukkah and said, your schach is in kosher, really, aside from his Bein Adam L'Chavero aspect, the way he did it, he also, his Bein Adam L'Makom was just a little bit missing as well. He wasn't proficient in that verse in the Mishnah Berurah, where the Mishnah Berurah seemed to say that you could rely on it. Now, L'Chadchila, maybe he was saying that, you know, you're a chashuv person, you shouldn't rely on it. That's a different story. I'm not sure if that was the Kavan. One more little question that's brought down, because this comes up a lot, especially for those of us who use mats, and that is, what about tying down the sukkah, tying down the schach? And it happens to be that the Mishnah Berurah writes that not only is there an issue or a potential issue about being misakech, right? If you're misakech on something and resting on something which is mekabel tuma, but even placing it on top is going to be an issue, as that halacha that we brought down about the ladder, it says, in the words of the Ramah, that even to place the ladder on the schach. In other words, we've been doing maimed the whole time, assuming in terms of resting the schach on something which is mekabel tuma. Here we're talking about now putting something which is mekabel tuma on top of your schach, and the Mishnah Berurah clearly says that that's also an issue of maimed. So how could one go ahead and tie down their schach if they want to? So one practical thing is to use something which is not mekabel tuma. And that's why many people, yours truly, put 2x4s, they put pieces of wood on top, and therefore you have no problem. But there is something brought down in the Tzel HaChachma, it's one of the Shailas and Chubas firm that I was made aware of about this Shaila, and basically says the following, and gives a little bit of a lumbus, and that's why I want to bring it down. It says, when do we say we're concerned about maimed, in terms of tying things down when it comes to maimed? That's talking about a case of a ruach mitzuyah. In other words, we know that there's a halacha when it comes to sukkah, that as long as your walls are able to withstand a ruach mitzuyah, then your sukkah is deemed sturdy enough and it's going to be okay. If somebody's sukkah cannot withstand a tornado, you know, or a hurricane, God forbid, so no one's going to go ahead and say, well, there was a problem with your sukkah, it wasn't sturdy enough. The same thing is true in terms of maimed as well. We're going to say the following, that if your schach is strong enough and it can stay on in what we call a regular wind, a 10 to 15 mile an hour wind, or a little breeze or a gust that you're normally accustomed to, so even if you put something on top of it, that's not considered to be, and you put something on top of it so that it will withstand, let's say, a 40 or 50 mile an hour wind, that's not considered to be maimed, because again, the halacha of maimed is only regarding normal situations. Something which is eno mitsuya, that we're not concerned about. So, if a person ties it down in order that it will rest, and because we're afraid it might just go off in a little breeze, then you have a problem. But if you're tying it down in order just to prevent it from like blowing off and just strong gust, in that case, the Tzel HaChachma would say we wouldn't have an issue of tying something down with maimed. Kol tov, have a wonderful